I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Today, we look back at some of the stories from 2004. We start with new developments at Fannie Mae, the biggest buyer of home loans in the United States. The chairman and chief executive officer of Fannie Mae, Franklin Raines, retired this week. The chief financial officer at the company, Timothy Howard, resigned. A few months ago, a government agency accused Fannie Mae of misreporting its financial condition. The agency is called the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight. A report suggested that company officials may have tried to make Fannie Mae appear more profitable so they could receive extra pay. Mr. Raines and Mr. Howard both defended the company before Congress. But last week, the Securities and Exchange Commission found that Fannie Mae had violated rules for reporting its costs and earnings. Now, the company will have to restate its earnings since 2001. It is expected to report up to $9,000 million in losses. This is about one-third of its profit during that period. Fannie Mae buys home loans from banks. It then sells investments based on those loans in a market worth almost $8 million. Investigations of Fannie Mae continue. Earlier this year, we also reported on the legal troubles of businesswoman Martha Stewart. She became rich and famous for her advice about home design. But in March, a jury found her guilty of lying about a sale of some private stock and interfering in a federal investigation. In October, she started a 5-month sentence in a federal prison in West Virginia. Since then, NBC Television has announced plans for a new show starring Martha Stewart. That is, after she gets out of prison. The price of stock in the company she started, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, has increased sharply in recent months. Another story this year involved the United States trade deficit, the widest measure of international trade. The current account deficit reached record levels. Still, the increase from July to September was smaller than economists had expected over the 3-month period before. But deficits and the drop in the value of the dollar remained important issues for the United States and its trade allies. We will continue our look back at 2004 next week. This VOA Special English Economics Report was written by Mario